Now that farm animals can be cloned successfully, a nagging question hangs over scientists. Will cloning ever be safe enough to try in humans? Well, in next month's issue of the journal Nature Reviews Genetics, Scottish scientist Ian Wilmut tries to answer that question. He led the team that produced Dolly the Sheep, the world's first cloned mammal. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Ian Wilmut knew he was being provocative when he titled his upcoming paper, Human Cloning, Can It Be Made Safe?
Provocative title does serve the purpose of catching the eye, not just of people like yourselves, but also of the scientific community.
The process of cloning is pretty much the same for any species. Take the genes from an adult animal, put them into an egg, coax the egg to start dividing, and put the resulting embryo into a surrogate mother. Wilmut says when you consider the safety of cloning, the first thing to know is that most of the time, it doesn't work.
The overall efficiency is sort of between 1 and 5% in all of the different species. The precise pattern of failure and abnormalities may vary from one species to another, but the overall impact is very similar.
Wilmut says even in the clones that are born, the scientific literature is full of articles detailing the health problems. Obesity, diabetes, lung problems, heart problems, limb deformities, and the list goes on. Wilmut says anyone who says cloning is perfectly safe hasn't read the literature. Randall Prather agrees. He's a pig cloner at the University of Missouri.
If you cherry pick and you select certain reports, you can make it look very good. For example, our last dozen or so pigs have appeared almost perfectly normal. That's in contrast to some of the very first ones that we made. Now, do we know what the difference is? No, we don't know what we're doing different.
To find out why some clones have health problems and others don't, Ian Wilmut has a suggestion. Do a systematic study of cloning, starting with the embryo and going all the way to birth and beyond.
We would imagine using a well-established cloning procedure in the mouse and looking at developments sequentially at different stages.
Wilmut says that would provide clues about how to change the cloning process to make it safer. But mouse cloner Keith Latham of Temple University says that's just a start. He says such a study would not provide a final answer about how to make cloning safe.
If some suggestions come out of that analysis, and then you go and you change the cloning method, then you have to go and repeat the analysis to see if you've now made things better.
And there's always the question of whether what works in animals will work the same in people.
My personal philosophy is, you know, before I was going to use cloning, certainly for anything related to clinical application, you know, I would want to be working with a method that's got a whole lot better success than 2%.
For his part, Ian Wilmut says even animal cloners should proceed with caution. Wilmut says his team will only use cloning when it's absolutely essential to make a genetic copy of an animal with unique traits.
But we probably wouldn't support the idea of using the technique as it stands at the present time just simply to increase agricultural productivity, because we would feel that the benefits that, again, don't justify the risk of distress to the animals concerned.
And certainly, Wilmut says, the risks of cloning don't justify the potential benefit of a genetically related child. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.